고슴 급해 고네 차셀로 녀성이 두출지 마르부 도메네 사디 둔탐셰샤 개파게 와남라제이랑 콜와마톰바루레주네 롤라츠기콜로 코와랑 Turn to page 97. And we'll offer the short mandala offering and then turn the page and we'll continue with the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. Page 97. Saji Purgi.
So is the 27 like what's the mantra? No mantra. Huh? 77 or three times.
Turn to page 64 in the gold book. 64. And
so if you are familiar with the Buddha Vajra image, then you can visualize that, okay, before the practice. Visualize it a little bit, just to remember the Buddha Vajra image in your mind. So then the first seven set of mantra is to purify, you know, three times, you know, negative karma associated with the physical body. Then the next seven purifies three times negative karma associated with the speech. Then the last seven so purifies and three times negative karma associated with the mind, and simultaneously purifies three times negative karma associated with the body, speech, and mind. Okay, so then after the end of each recitation, not each mantra, but the end of those three sessions, you know, three like set, each up, end of each set. So we pause a little bit and think deep down from your heart. Oh, breaking the broken pledge. So that mainly, refers to when you receive the initiations from lamas. So there are, some kind of commitment involved, and there are certain things that that are according to that initiation. There are certain things that you are not supposed to do. So then, So if you do that, out of ignorance or accidentally, then there's because there's a breaking pledge. So then that has been mentioned directly in the practice, but then including all the, in the first seven set, negative karma associated with the physical body, okay, created that out of ignorance or not knowing, So then sincerely, genuinely want to purify that for sake of one's own mental happiness in front of the Buddha Vajrasattvas, sincerely, genuinely want to purify that, so therefore we recite the mantras. So then each of the mantras, then visualize deep down from your heart the Buddha Vajrasattva very pleased and calling oh my fortunate child, so all the negative karmas, associated with your physical bodies, completely purify. So then your own body, if you have initiations, become one with Buddha Vajrasattva body. If you don't have initiations, then your body become pure as Buddha Vajrasattva body. Okay? So then same things apply for the speech and the mind.
So on page 64, let's start with the verse of praise. Merely thinking of just your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus to you, unsurpassed Vajrasattva, I make prostration. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenopati Shadidam Nebhava Shudokayam Nebhava Shubokayam Nebhava Anurakto me bhava sarva siddhi me prayat sarva karma sutta me chitam shriyam kuruham ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tatagat Vajrama me mudra me lomba vama samaya sato ahum te om Vajrasato samaya manya palaya Vajrasato tena pati shadira me bhava Shudokaya me bhava Subokaya me bhava Anurakta me bhava sarva siddhe me prayat sarva karma sutta me chittam shriyam kuruham ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tathagata vajrama me mudra vajra bhava maha samaya Sado ahum pe om Vajrasattva samaya manupalaya Vajrasattva tenapa ishadida me bhava Shudokaya me bhava Subokaya me bhava Anurakta me bhava Sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma sutta me Chitam shriyam kuruham Ha 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 ho Bhagavan sarva tatagat Benzama me mudam Benzama va maha samaya Sato ahu pe om Vajrasattva samaya manupalaya Vajrasattva tenopati shadida me bhava Shudokaya me bhava Subokaya me bhava Anurakta me bhava Sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma sutta me Chittam shriyam kuruham Ha 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 ho Bhagavan sarva tatagat Bhagavan me mudam Bhagavan bhava maha samaya Sado ahum pe om Vajrasattva samaya manupalaya Vajrasattva tenapa ishadida me bhava Sutokaya me bhava Subokaya me bhava Anurakta me bhava Sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma sutta me Chittam shriyam kuruham Ha 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 ho Bhagavan sarva tatagat Bhagavan me mudam Bhagavan maha samaya Sadu ahum pe om
Sabahum pe om
Dinta sato samaya manu palaya Dinta sato teno pati kaji yo ne bawa Shudokayo ne bawa, shubokayo ne bawa Anurakto ne bawa, sarva siddhi me prayat Sarva karma sutam ne chitam shriyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho bhagavan, sarva tata gata Bezama me muzam, bezama bawa maha samaya Sato ahum te
Benza sado samaya manu palaya
Benza sado teno pati shadi yo me bawa Shubokayo me bawa, shubokayo me bawa Anurakyo me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma susame, chidam shriyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat
Benza mame mazam, benza bawa mava samaya Sato ahum te om
Dinta sato samaya manya palaya Dinta sato teno pati shati jo me bawa Shudokayo me bawa, shubokayo me bawa Anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma susame, chidam shriyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat
Benza mame mazam, benza bawa mava samaya Sato ahum te om
Dinta sato samaya manya palaya Dinta sato teno pati shati jo me bawa Sutokayo me bawa, supokayo me bawa Anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma susame, chidam shriyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho bhagavan, sarva tatak
Benza mame mazam, benza mava mava samaya
Sato ahum te
om
Benza sato samaya manya palaya Benza sato teno pati shadi jo me bawa Sudokayo me bawa, subokayo me bawa Anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma susame, chitam shriyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho bhagavan, sarva tatakata
Benza mame mazam, benza bawa mava samaya
Sato ahum te
om
Benza sato samaya manya palaya Benza sato teno pati shati jo me bawa Sudokayo me bawa, subokayo me bawa Anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma susame, chidam shriyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakata
Benza mame mazam, benza bawa mava samaya
Sato ahum
pe om
Benza sato samaya manya palaya Benza sato teno pati shati jo me bawa Sutokayo me bawa, subokayo me bawa Anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma susame, chidam shriyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho bhagavan, sarva tatakat
Benza mame mazam, benza bawa mava samaya
Sato ahum
te om
Benza sato samaya manya palaya Benza sato teno pati shati jo me bawa Sudokayo me bawa, subokayo me bawa Anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma susame, chidam shriyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho bhagavan, sarva tatakat
Benza mame mazam,
benza bawa maha samaya Sato ahum te Thank you.
So good evening, welcome back to Lama Chöpa class. So where we stop? Anybody formula?
Elsie, you were discussing Elsie 98 on page 155.
98. Joashi, Joashi. But I did explain, like, four applications, I think I explained that all. Then I covered the one thing, this one. Yavaş dedi, ben hemen tur oluyorum. Sorry, I'm not able to find. Please practice a little bit patient, okay? Oh, yeah. Usually when I come here, so before I look, so today I didn't have time because this is my nephew, 6-year-old boy, all day long with me. I have no time, so my energy is all drained out.
Geshe, I think we did the LC 97, the five powers.
97 and 98 finished both of them, I think. 98. Yeah, 98 I did explain, 98.
Okay.
For education. So
crazy.
So now let's go. Maybe review about the 98, maybe review, brief review, you know. Okay. Jawashi gona chenge lamdu juzu tela, tela te, tenji tsangata, lojo nadama yodo. So this now, Lama Chöpa practice is like, now this commentary is explaining the Lama Chöpa teachings combined with the 7-point Maitreya text, right? I also already did my, I told you that. Then, So maybe let me go back to the 97 a little bit, okay. If you look at the 7-point mind in the text, there's a point number 5. Point number 5, you already probably write it down, like all the 7 points. I already explained that. So, Lojong Tenzeng Ngaba, the 5th point, you know, out of 7 points, 5th point is like, Lojong Tenzeng Ngaba, Lojang the Tse. Lojang the Tse is like the, it's like, probably they use the word measurement, but it's not like really measuring the physical things, but there's no, can you say that measurement of practicing mind training text? Does it make sense? When you can tell that I generated renunciations?
Measuring your progress?
Yeah. That's why they use the word measure, because tse means usually, tse can be used, okay, like measuring table, but this is not, here when they say measurement, it doesn't mean measuring something physical. You are like, if you reach here, so that's the sign, now you already cultivated renunciations. So maybe I'm not sure what's the best way to use. So assessment for this, yeah, this good word, assessment, you know, like of practicing mind training teachings. Okay, that's good word. Can you see me either by you come to this? Now according to the 7-point mind training test, what it says in the mind training test, means everything. Or whether it's like small scope, middle scope, or great scope, that all comes down in the one point. It's all, when you summarize, it's called, all comes down in one essence. So, chukun gombachi do jo, omonji jo, idibo jo, chesung kitevishi, do jo na teba chimbi, lo jong su shindu nyamsu lambi, jie sangi, kariye jurumi tu chiso. Practicing, you know, the 7-point, in this case, 7-point mind training teachings, intimately. How you say?
Intimately.
No, intimately. Implementing.
Implementing.
Implementing, yeah. As I said, my energy is now all drained out by this issue, all boy. Implementing. Implementing. So, I say, okay, I need to do some prayer. You just go there, you know. So I need to go down, beg him to do my prayer. And he comes now. He says, I need mala. So then he's coming with me. There's no way to get away. It's like almost a super glue.
Wow.
Implementing, properly implementing mind 27 point mind 20 teaching in our day-to-day life. If you manage to, successfully implementing the 7-point mind 20 teaching in your day-to-day life, so then, Donna, Tepachim, Lojo, Sushin, Yamsa Lambi, Jin Sangi, Kangiji, Jumbujis, no matter what kind of conditions arise, whether there are favorable conditions or unfavorable conditions, your mind is, there will be not much difference in your mind. Because, you manage to implement 7-point mind training teaching in your day-to-day life quite successfully. Therefore, no matter what kind of conditions arise, whether it's a favorable conditions, unfavorable conditions, there is very little impact on your mind. Make sense? Or dona tapa chi me lojo su chu ne nyam zo lang be che sa ye kang ye je jul me tur chi so ne gap tham je do ye chan ju je sem ne gap tham je do ne gap tham je do chan ju je sem gom ba le mi nya ba os all the time now all the time at this moment and all the time that you will have the chan ju je sem gom ba le mi nya ba os you will be not separated from the bodhicitta. You will be not separated from bodhicitta, and bodhicitta will be there all the time with you. Tenyang je thamje shenpe namdha le junga tam bodhicitta. Tenyang ko la shenji ten sambo shambhata. Ko la shenji ten sambo shambhata. This is like according to Lama Tsongkhapa biography. Lama is quoting from Lama Tsongkhapa biography. Kola shiji ten sambo shamba to kibe nyegu so chidam cheba tsamji chido sam mugyoba tu ti kab rangdu di tamji midaji yinzido minawas. Lama Tsongkhapa in his biography, maybe he wrote it or maybe somebody else wrote it, probably more likely one of his main disciples wrote it, and maybe after that, then somebody elaborated that biography. In Lama Tsongkhapa biography, for him, people, like Kola, Shenji, Ten Sambo Shamba, people, whenever he give teachings, people, set a very nice throne for him to, sit on, and they show a lot of respect, so then making offerings, all of that. So Chidam Cheba Tsamji, Chidam Cheba Tsamji, Chidam Cheba Tsamji, Chidu, Sam Migyoba, Tudi, Kab Randuji. This is what Lama Tsongkhapa thinks. He's not thinking, I'm so important, that's what people are making offering, they are, making very big deal out of my teaching venues, decorating all of them. That's not what he thinks. What he thinks immediately, without much effort, because he's been practicing long period of time. This is all, whatever is happening here, people making offering, beautiful throne, all this decoration, all of that is impermanent. Not going to be there forever. It's going to be changed someday. It's going to be changed. So that kind of awareness is very strong in Lama Tsongkhapa's life, very strong. This time, we can 100% rely on those things. Jume luti da dawa yinya me chowa tabi na wache. This is all almost like Lama Tsongkhapa says, this is all like illusions, you know. I should not be fooled by death. This all looks wonderful, beautiful, very nice, but naturally this is going to change. Not just that, this is like almost like illusions. So make sure that, you know, I'm not, to make sure that I myself is not going to be fooled by those things, you know. Chowa shu tabu nawa, nawa je, phulendo, tomba, yi, tomba je, phulendo, yi teni juwa, juwa, ju rinbo, chewa je, tambo ni rangchi je bhaisa. So that's the Lama Tsongkhapa's almost like natural qualities. Whenever he says, you know, he's always aware of the nature, the true nature of all these things. It's like, you know, impermanent. Or Jesus Mata, they do sangeso, lawa kangsha ya, bezala bideva rashi ju lojo ki, trosu doshi gyosus. No matter if you're like happy, unhappy, they do, you know, it's like good or bad, no matter what that, it's all become conditions. Always redirect his mind towards mind training teachings, you know. It's all become like, almost like favorable conditions for him to go deep into mind training teachings rather than distracting from that, you know, mind training teachings. Everything is a good, a wonderful thing, all this, all kind of, you know, helps him to deeper into, you know, mind training teachings. So, therefore, no matter what kind of appearances, there's very, very little negative impact in the mind. Jesus said, now Kaja Bezula Midova, so without, you know, much effort, Bezula Midova, because he's been thinking a long time, Maram Shuji, Lord Jogi, Trosodosh, Gyosus. That's how, that's like the assessment of practicing, implementing mind training teaching successfully in a day to day life. So then, you know, everything that you see, you know, it's like, not really, really super, super excited, but you know, when there's something bad happen, it's not like super, super down. It's always, you know, middle way, you know. Things happen, you know. In the big world, small things happen all the time. Talakantu gomla jozo. So there's a talakantu gomla jovatan so. So there's the talakantu gomla jovatan, talakantu gomla jovatan. Immediate reaction must be mind training teachings, you know. Every circumstance, the way we react, is always safer, better if we can react based on mind training teachings, you know. Talakandu, then it becomes meditation. Talakandu, gomla jas. No need to wait, okay, maybe tomorrow, day after tomorrow, right away, you know, you apply. Seven-fold mind training teaching, apply, oh, right away. Talakandu kundu shesum kuchya. Lojo kundu sada yusum, tusum, gyadasum, chulam kundu chigi jang, talakandu gomla shesum. And then mind training, seven-fold mind training text, if you have the text, then it says, yusum, three object, attractive, unattractive, neutral. Yusum, tusum, three poison. Anger, attachment, ignorance. Yusum, tusum. Gyatasum, so. Non-attachment, then, I say, can you say that none for all three poisons? I say, non-attachment, non-anger?
Patience?
Need to say. Non-anger, non-ignorance. How you say? You say, shena meba, timu meba, shena meba, timu meba, desha meba, shena meba, timu meba, that's meba, that's like, it's like, meba means non-anger, non-attachment, non-ignorance. These are like three virtues, okay? Attachment, anger, ignorance, these are considered three poisons. So, you have three objects, attractive, unattractive, neutral. Top of that, there's only three poisons, anger, attachment, ignorance. So then they're opposite, three opposites. Non-attachment, non-anger, non-ignorance. So, according to the seven-point mindset, if you're looking at the sevilboy mandre jalam kundu sigi jans. True jalam is like behavior. Throughout all our behavior, you know, try to train your mind verbally. Say, as I mentioned before, you know, when you see somebody, oh, may I wish you have happiness and the cause of happiness. Doesn't matter if you know that person or not, you just wish them. Because I'm saying every day, may all sentient beings have happiness, cause of happiness. When you go around the lake, when you see somebody, if you think, oh, may I wish you have happiness and cause of happiness, and your attitude is positive, that is mental happiness. If not right that moment, but it will create the cause to think more positively, life after life. So then, you know, that's how you get enlightened, okay? Jalam Gundu Sikhi Jans. Train the mind verbally throughout all your conduct. Use any circumstance, use that immediately for your meditation, for your meditations. Not just really immediately, use everything that you experience, see good or bad, use that immediately for your meditations. Tala kandu gomba jas. Shiye sumbe dangwa ti gomba jaba yin haje. Ti nyali shesu ni je. Ti... So now there's further like explanations and how this practice can be done. How this practice can be done. Like, you know, using whatever circumstance might be, using that circumstance for your own meditations. Make sense? So then how to do that? So now here, further explanations. So that now goes back to the four implications. Jawashi goni tingi lam du juzur la ang tenji sari hasi. Lojo ge damwa dini gobada nyamli chezu ni nang do deja la soba nimo batanche chine mida mima yabji nebasu nyamli chezu nang do deja la soba nimo batan. Internally there's problems, all the disturbing thought, right? All the disturbing thought, there's internal problems, so externally chine mida mima problem caused by human. Problem caused by non-human, like, you know, there's many, many different kinds of, you know, beings. Mida, imagine, never, harm that caused by human, non-human, etc., etc. So, chinangi kien sangye, internal, you know, unfavorable condition, external favorable condition, and unfavorable conditions. Lobu, sangeche, lobu wa chinda si juniors. Like, is that maybe that favorable condition or unfavorable conditions, maybe it took long, it's like there's long process. Or some of them may be very immediate, kind of shocking, you know, shocking. Without training, all of a sudden, you know, becoming millionaire. So, the immediate, you know, immediately. Chindashi junya, no matter what kind of, you know, favorable condition, unfavorable, just like happen through long process or happen out of shock, you know. No matter what kind of that. Ti on the kijijan midawa chidishe. The kitchen mira chit gejoji choto cheto chiduta. Not carry out by those things, but using them as for meditation purpose. Okay? Hey Yangje, take it the kitchen mida wa chit gejoji choto chituta. we have to put all our effort to much as we can to use this as a meditation, because use that for as a, for meditation. Kijam ino gejyo to chep chitum chitum taso. Yep, try all your best. That means chitum la. Khabar je thabe sheje be chanju je sem rebo je pere taps. To thab dan to the joche bos. Particularly, especially to transform those internal, external, whether it's like something good or something bad, doesn't matter. Try to transform them into some kind of method or technique to boost your bodhicitta. How was it, bodhicitta? Boost? Boost. Boost your energy. Especially when you run with a 6-year-old boy all day long. Mind is like that, you know, mind is like that. You can talk to your mind gently, mind listen, then the mind will go out of control because you have become too gentle. You know, so then mind will not, in the beginning, that's nice thing to do, gently talk, you know, explain. Then, you know, like my mind says, oh, maybe now I can manipulate Isaac. Oh, I can manipulate you a little bit here, there, so then, you know, they need to set some boundary. Okay? Can't go beyond that. That all my patience goes that far. It doesn't go limit this. It goes only this far, so then there, beyond there, then it will be a problem for both of us.
Yeah, I have a question about, you know, sometimes, Geshe-la, when negative minds arise or something comes up, you know, we go, you know, there are a couple of ways to deal with delusions, right? One is just to let it go. And then it seems like if we can't let it go, like anger comes up, and if we're really good, we can just let it go. And then if we can't let it go, then doing some sort of contemplative practice, you know, using like, well, this is my negative karma ripening. I need to have compassion for myself and the other person. Doing a meditation, I mean, like that, trying to transform it like that, to let it go. I mean, the object is to let go of the anger. This is a question too, by the way. But it seems like the 7-point mind training is saying, take every situation that comes up, not just to let it go, but to use it to gain Dharma realizations, like
exactly.
Bodhicitta and emptiness.
Mm.
And not just to let go of anger or jealousy or pride or all the negativity, but use it as kind of something to develop.
Yeah,
Dharma.
Use it or transform. Yeah, use it. Use it. No, immediately, not no wait. Immediately to use it. Is this commentary?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Dr. Brown, you finish?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Just go on, maybe. Yeah.
Do you sometimes, when you're looking at situations and then you try to look at them... Do you sometimes, when situations come up and you try to look at them in terms of emptiness...
Mm-hmm.
Do you sometimes feel dizzy, like you're standing on glass? Like everything is just like transparent, clear, and it has like there's really two realities happening. There's the external material reality happening, and then there's this emptiness world happening, and it's completely clear, and you feel like dizzy, like you're going to fall or something. Because there's nothing to stand on, there's nothing solid that's there.
Yeah, so you know, people have different experiences, you know, like one of the that you know sounds very much like what you say, like they are like going, like they're probably like middle way. There's emptiness, middle way. There's two extreme view. One is of something absolute, inherent, unchanging, solid. That's called Rodo. That's like, you know, another extreme view. So the other extreme view is like, you know, maybe there's now nothing. There's nothing. So then, you know, if people are fukaze, how you say, like, tending towards that extreme view, so then there's risk, you know, you may fall into nihilism. You know, so it doesn't mean, you know, like, yeah, I have no experience at all, but, you know, according to the text, so when you know, like, when you meditate on emptiness, then, you know, like, when you get really deep into the emptiness, so then, yeah, of course you feel like now, you know, nothing exists. So then you have to think conventional reality. That's why true truth, you know, conventional reality does exist. Ultimate reality does exist. Conventional, empty of inherent doesn't mean empty of existence. You know.
Does that change the way you respond to the ordinary world?
Yeah, definitely.
You still have to respond to it because people expect you to respond in certain ways.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. That
you need. Seeing everything is clear.
You need true truth. Conventional truth, ultimate truth. Ultimate truth refers to emptiness. Conventional truth, that's like, yeah, people, talk, hear, smell. These are all conventional reality.
So if you respond to the conventional reality, are you committing a fault?
No.
In terms of?
No. Even though you see emptiness, you have to function in conventional reality. You have to eat food. You have to go to sleep. All the things you have to do, you have to do.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if it was, if I responded in an ordinary way, if that was actually...
No, that's not false. No, that's not false.
Okay.
So, meditative equipoise. Then you are deep into the meditation of emptiness, and that you are not really interacting with the conventional realities. When you come out of that meditative equipoise, then you do things, you know, if you want to turn this, you turn this, you know, this conventional reality, you make some tea or food, whatever you do. So there's two truths. Then four noble truth. True truth is very, very critical to understand in order to have full understanding or the full or profound understanding of four noble truth requires to have some understanding of true truth. Then four noble truth. Huh? So that helps. Huh? Yeah. Thank you for both of your questions. So today, let's go. So probably needs to move down a little bit. So. Does it seem like last two witnesses is moving backwards or?
You say three steps forward, five steps
back. Yeah. So each time I'm saying, when I read, maybe there's something is missing, you know?
But we're learning so much.
Yeah, so then I think, so maybe you know, I should not leave them, you know?
Yeah.
Just, you know, I think like, Sesama, no? Talakono, Sesama, no? Dene, Joyce, you can say, so then, not carried out by those, you know, internal unfavorable condition or favorable condition or external unfavorable condition or favorable conditions, not carried out doesn't mean don't enjoy. Not saying they don't enjoy. When you see emptiness, you enjoy more, you know. And you enjoy more because you are not like tired with anything. You are not tired with anything. You know. Yeah, then letting go really comes letting go, you know, like You enjoy the life, the best of the best. You know, you enjoy. You know? So, you know, make sure that you are not carried out by that. Not just that, then you know, try to transform those into for your own benefit. In this case, for meditations, especially, so that you know to. I say, sabha dabe change with change the same paradigms to use, especially to use that to increase altruistic attitude to bodhicitta. No, bodhicitta, okay? That's how this has been practiced, been done. Teyanje, you yid the wata, lo burdu, tebe, jinji, nanda deche, jena. If you encounter attractive object, it's not like, you know, training long time, it's not like that, it's like very as immediate. When you encounter, as a, certainly when you encounter attractive object, so then attachment arises, right? Generally speaking, then temata immediately it's important to recognize what's happening internally, what's happening right now, what's happening. Jidenji kamna dechaj on the soada, tiongi dungani magesmi chiyabatada tamji. Dechadan teze ve dunga tamze dagi jidun dumi ba chuchi so. Instead of saying, oh, I'm kind of failure, I'm bad, you know, because I have attachment now. This is not the right thing to do. What we should do, according to this teaching, what we should do, when you certainly encounter a very attractive object, then attachment arrives, then you have to recognize that. So that's when attachment arrives. Huh? So then instead of saying, oh, I'm now, you know, I failed my practice, I'm not this and that, no, not like that. Jindinji kamna deshaj onto somatas in this world. You know, many beings carry out, driven by attachment. That's what you think. Not just this, that's each time. You know, many of them, not just me, many of them, many of them. Jideji come now, they judge on the soul others, all of them, you know, who's like, how you say, carry out or maybe like disturbed by attachment, so others, because of that, then there's chain of ongoing problems, no? It's almost like, you may know, it's like, you know, like oil. When you drop oil on the piece of paper, in the beginning it's very small, slowly it expands, not right away, slowly. Then it means like, you know, getting tighter. Then how you can let it go, no? All the people, because of that attachment, going through all kind of complications. That's what you think. When you recognize, oh, now attachment arise. That's what you think. Instead of thinking, oh, I failed my practice. No, I'm not ever. I don't think I'm get enlightened. I don't think I will be ever like liberated. I don't think that I have Buddha nature. That's not what you think. If you practice mind training, that's how you think. Oh. Ti ongi dunga nya magetim je ta deja da te je be dunga tam je dag je zimbi ba chujis. Not just worrying about your own attachment, you're saying, oh, all this attachment, all the people, they, you know, creating all kind of problems, all their attachments dissolve into my attachment. Rather than say, oh, my attachment, you know, I feel bad because I'm, you know, like attached to another. Make sense? Yeah. Oh. Benefit. Attachment is all there, you know. You can't just chase him like dog, you know, with the stick. Like this. They don't go like that. It's already there. Instead of thinking what you think, instead you think, okay, all the people, you know, they're affected by attachment. Then because of that, then all kind of complications, you know. So all of their problems, all of their attachments, may I, you know, may all their attachments dissolve into my attachments. That's what you think, no? Whenever we think about, whether believe or not, whenever we think about others, it's bigger, it's much, much bigger than yourself. It's much, much, you are thinking much, much bigger than yourself. Therefore, self becomes, whether it's a problem, whatever it is, becomes smaller. Mental becomes smaller. Good time to practice tonglen. Whenever we recognize some kind of disturbance that arises, the best time to best practice to do is tonglen practice. Tonglen, checking, you know, thinking about anger of all the other people, you know. It's hard, it's very, very hard when anger is present, it's very hard. Therefore, doesn't have to be get angry. In order to do tonglen practice, you don't have to get angry. You can, you know, do it home, like, okay, just thinking, like, you know, kind of preparing. If anger arises, that's what I'm going to do. If the attachment arises, that's what I'm going to do, you know. Instead of feeling bad, that I'm going to use them. I'm going to use my attachment, I'm going to use my anger, for my own benefit, my practice. Make sense? Oh yeah. Others saying something harsh word to you, harsh word. Chinge maoso you yido miwo mata chebale sheda chebam. The first one is about attachment. So now second one is about anger. Yido miwo mata chebale sheda chebam. Chewa toba chuna. Or maybe you already get angry, or maybe you are worried that, you know, you might going to get anger. Then explain. That's how far your patience go. From there, if you go beyond that, there will be problems for both of us, not just me. There will be problems for both of us. Huh? Setting up some kind of... If you're worried, or maybe you're already angry, maybe you're worried you are going to get angry. Huh? Because of the harsh word, you know, the person is saying, no? Not carry out by this, no, anger, rather thinking about all the anger that, no, affected all the anger of all the peoples. Then thinking about tonglen practice, okay. Anger of all the peoples, so she does then the problem that caused by anger, pile on your anger. The minute it touch, then your anger can disperse. Or, you know, your own like self-centered ego, you know, disperse. No, this one is like now, we are talking about three objects. Out of three objects, two objects cover. Out of three poison, now two poison is finished. No? So now this is now, it's a critical moment to practice tonglen, you know. Rather than blaming yourself, oh, I don't have Buddha nature, I don't believe that in Buddhism, so everybody get enlightened, I don't believe, oh, I'm not, no, I can't do this practice, that practice, no, no. The tonal practice, that's the answer, tonal practice, huh? Tonal practice, okay, huh? Then now the neutral object, neutral, it's not attractive or unattractive, it's just neutral. You tanyam lach, meaning, nilu misavi timu ki ong tu sona, tanyam nilu misavi timu ong tu sona, namge, khad namge, tarchab je, sinja tamje timu, ti, meaning, you know, so like, either say, oh, I'm like, how stupid am I, you know, like, feel like very stupid, or like, criticizing yourself, rather than, okay, no, stupidity, okay, but you say the word stupidity. So, no, that, and all the problem causes by that, you know, then do, don't let press again here, yeah? Don't let press, same logic. You don't know me, you look me, say, Timu on the summer, Namge, Taji, Timja, and Timu Tang, T, Jebe, Dungat, and Tulanja, dissolve all their problems caused by ignorance, you know, then they dissolve into one's own ignorance, so then disperse. Rangi, they get as a part of them, send all your happiness to all of them. Send your all happiness. Price wise, it's quite cheap. Doesn't cost any money. It's very cheap. And there's good things to do, no? Good things to do. So, you are the one who's doing it, you get immense benefit. You get immense benefit. It's very obvious, you know, it's very obvious. Even the 6-year-old boy, you know, brain-wise is much smaller. Your brain is much bigger. You have more experience, more knowledge. Yeah, your brain is grown. Compared to a 6-year-old boy, your brain is pretty much developed now, you know. But still, that little one also has brain too, you know. So then, negotiating with something like how long he can play, how long he can do things, why he has to read, you know. Every single thing is like eating food. This sounds like harder than getting enlightenment. So, you know, it's like you can make nice silver cup or gold cup, not just by polishing them, you know. Some kids, sometimes you have to use hammer to be bend here, bend there, you know, sometimes you polish it. So anyway, it's kind of interesting, you know, like I forgot my experience with my own nephew, that's a long time ago. So now that's brand new, reminding me again, all over again. So with calm mind, calm speech, gentle mind, gentle speech, It benefits both of you, you know. It benefits. So then from there, you know, slowly you can make, otherwise, you know, like, so it's kind of, you know, fully grown brain and like, not really fully grown brain, and get into argument, you know, like, so if you're not mindful, you will be carried out by that. So then it's kind of, you know, it leads to dangerous path. So then at the end, there nobody will be happy there. So anyway, every day, you know, every day, like, mine is like little boy. You watch them, you know. All right, then God, So that's like the ignorance, then like object-wise, there's a neutral object. Out of three poisons, you know, there's like ignorance, okay, ignorance. Then you think about ignorance of all living beings. Oh, then do the tonal practice. This is the jian lobu wa kang da kang jung tam je chang ju si pi to the juice. No matter what kind of circumstance, you know, what kind of circumstance, and if you are really interested into mind training teachings, so then no matter what happens, when, like, where, so then try to use this for your own benefit, not to increase altruistic attribute, bodhicitta, okay? No? That's what Lama said here. Close juice. Jin lubu wa lam du juzu jetongba li junwa tarsa. Ne dan, den dan. So then jetongba, that's like the sutra. And that sutra also talks about this particular practice. Jetongba, 800,000 stanza of sutra. What's it called? Dr. Brown, you remember what's it called? Jetongba. 800,000. So anyway, it's here, so somewhere here. Jetongba. So anyway, that's a sutra. In that sutra, it's like 8,000 stanza, and somewhere there is that this practice has been mentioned. Netang, sicknesses. Dentang, dem means, you know, obstacles. Muge means like, you know, starvation. Mm-hmm. Starvation, muge, then the muge. Yangtang, jesus, you know, harm that causes by sicknesses, obstacles, starvations, so on and so forth. Never. So, jingye lobu wa kang jingye, no matter what kind of immediate, you know, those problems arise, tell us, talk about me, just don't
be carried away.
No, don't be afraid. Say another way to say it, don't freak out. Talk about me, just don't be afraid. Don't talk fear, afraid, anxiety. Don't be afraid, don't freak out, don't get in super anxiety. Michawa tang to land, michawa tang to land. Oh, they can use this for the best of my Tonglen meditations, can use Tonglen meditations. Now, here, what Tangdulan is deliberately, voluntarily accepting. Deliberately, voluntarily accepting based on knowledge about bodhicitta, emptiness, karma, samsara, accepting rather than fighting, being resentful. It's not going to go away. Doesn't help. Shouting, screaming. So if you shout, the problem disappears. There's some reason why you shout, why you scream. No, the problem will go away. But it's not like that. So here instead, don't be afraid, don't be, you know, super anxious, just accept deliberately, voluntarily facing fact or accepting. Tang to learn this, very, very, very powerful word, tang to learn this. For medical purpose, some of the treatment is not very smooth, short. Putting needle on your like flesh that you are alive. That's not something very like eating a cheesecake. It's painful. But you have to accept because you know it's going to do something good. Even some kind of medical treatment, you know, some of the medical treatment is very, very painful. Some of them, you know, cutting, you know, so then like stitching, it's all painful. But because of the benefit, you kind of like accept it deliberately. Similarly here, you know, because of the benefit, you know, you accept voluntarily, not out of fear, out of faith, out of belief, no. Out of, you know, that's solely based on knowledge. Huh? Without knowledge, you can't do. You cannot do that. Without knowledge, you have to have understanding. Jideja comes in, did that which you know what we have. Tandulan, Jideja comes in, did that which you know what never part of you have a tetamje, never done a dag in the Kojavachu. May my difficulties, now right now I'm facing some difficulties, may my difficulties substitute all the difficulties, you know, all the difficulties, you know, that created by immediate like problems, obstacles, you know, and may my life has a problem substitute. I'll substitute. No, the coach of him is like, oh, I'm happy now, headache. Just example, not really headache, but for example, you know, I'm having headache. So I'm wishing that my headache will be the headache, due to my headache, nobody goes through headache. Or if a lot of people are having headache, so I wish that my headache will be the headache of everybody. Make sense?
Yeah.
How do you say it? There's a culture is a substitute. The Tibetan word called culture, substitute. If somebody, if teacher is not there, somebody comes, then he's like the substitute of the teacher, culture. Anyway, it's not just thinking big. Even though there are some problems, you are thinking bigger. Some case, many case, not some case, illness has been completely healed. Because your mind is not just right on your problem right there. It's like not too close, it's like distance. Looking like from distance. Not just like, can't really see. No? If you become too close, you can't really see. You know, like not looking distant, then you know, with all the broader view, and that view is very much based on knowledge, you know, about impermanence, bodhicitta, emptiness, samsara, karma. That's how you look at the situation. So, and this is a particular one from the bodhicitta point of view. It's not just my fear, my anxiety. There are tons of them all over the world. Lot of people, and all of them, you know. Oh, may my anxiety or fear, you know, it's like you're like. It's not just about me, it's like bigger, like much, much bigger than yourself thinking. That's how, you know, the stolen practice. Lama Zhabarabji said many times at the retreat, many people doing stolen practice sincerely, genuinely, there's many, many cases. Some of the cancer has been completely healed. The doctor has no idea, been healed. First of all, your mind is going to be calm and peaceful. So that probably, you know, benefit, a lot of benefit over all your immune systems, huh? Also immense benefit, because you are the one who's doing the practice, you get immense benefit, Then your mind is like become much, much bigger, you know, it's not just this life. No, this is not only first time I received this body. It happened many, many times. It's not first time I'm dying. I died many times. This is not like first time I'm losing something. You know, it's like so. Now I have knowledge how I should think. You know, many times it's been lost. Many times for not really just lost. Not. So now, at this time, if we lose, so that's for bigger goal, much, much bigger goal. I'm thinking about much, much bigger, okay. If this lose, that's not for just for one being, it's for limitless number of beings. Thinking much bigger. Huh? It's happened many times, but you know, this time, so, when I'm eating, I'm thinking about the welfare of other sentient beings. Eating with bodhicitta, sleeping with bodhicitta, everything I do, breathing for benefit of other sentient beings. But I breathe many, this is not the first time I'm breathing, I breathe many, many times for basically nothing, you know, like maybe breathing for one piece of nuts, like one piece of nuts. Squirrels, you know, they breathe for one piece of nuts. So now this case, you know, it's all about bodhicitta, okay? All bodhicitta, oh yeah. So now time is over, so I'll mark my page very precisely today. So next Wednesday, no waiting, so I'll go right into the page, you know. So the next Wednesday, then we'll move down.
Okay.
So now, just to summarize, you know, so tonal practice, see, according to this, tonal practice is the answer for that, you know. Whether you talk about letting it go or not carry out, tonal practice is the answer. You know? And we try, you know, we try. You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah, now finish. You know?
Okay, in the gold book, turn to page 236. We'll read the general dedication prayers. Gevadi. Page 244 and 245 for the long life prayers. Gandhi Rawe Korwe Shinkamji Sendan Dewa Malu Shuene Chere Siwan Tenzin Yasoi Shabe Sute Padu Tenjuri Shonu Ien Ala Wang Shotu Awasare Sembara Sopa Do Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you. Thank you.